Talking about networking might sound like a really weird thing when we work in this video creator space and we're trying to have this whole brand, this whole thing that happens like in these boxes. But I think it's really important for us to talk about why networking is really important, how you can be doing it better, and like my personal experiences as always about like how this whole thing works. Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, descriptions, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to the episode of the Women of Video podcast. I'm so excited to be all up in your lady business today to talk about this subject. This is something that I think a lot about when it comes to like how I've built my business and how I've built my brand and like what I've been doing on this journey and like why it matters. And so I have some stories kind of for context, things you can learn, all of the things. Okay, so let's kind of just dive into this. The reason I'm deciding to talk about this now is because we're kind of heading into like what I call like a networking season for the video creator community. Now, we had VidCon back in June of 2023, and now I'm recording this in July, and we are heading into the other part of the year where we get to do video stuff, which is VidCon East, which is a new VidCon experience for like with an East Coast flair and tone. We also have Vid Summit, which is a big creators only conference that's happening in Dallas, formerly was happening in LA. And Vid Summit is like a multi-layer complex thing for me. But the biggest thing is like I actually started the Women of Video podcast at Vid Summit in 2019. And I think we're going to be doing a women video meetup while we're there, which I'm super pumped about. And it's going to be this whole thing. So obviously, of course, like stay tuned for details and stuff like that around that event. And the not the event like VidSummit, like doing the meetup, because whether you go to VidSummit or not, you can totes come to that. And because it's in Dallas, like I think we're gonna be able to really tap into a lot of like these local creators that are doing stuff in the area. And I think we're gonna be able to have a lot of fun and do things. But when it comes to networking, I just have so many things that have like been very foundational for my business and for my brand that have come from networking. So when I started, it's actually how I started like my whole social media journey. I had to move back in with my parents at the recession because I couldn't get work. And my mom had kind of turned me on to a local website that had all these like networking events. And she's like, just go find the free local ones and see if anyone needs graphic design. And what ended up happening is all of these people, I was like 23, 24, all these people kept asking me like, what's this Facebook thing? Cause it was new. Like they had just opened up to the public. I had it since you could only have it with a college email. And so I was like, all right, let's do this. And so networking is how I built my brand and my business like since then. Like, and so that was in 2009. We're in 2023 now. So like, that's a long time. And networking has allowed for me to have so many things I never expected. Not only do I get to like connect with people who might need my services and build that relationship, but I'm able to build like really good friendships. I've been able to be informed about things that I never thought I could do. I've been able to dive into specific niches and verticals to do things and establish myself as like this credible resource. When I launched my agency in 2015, I was able to be net positive in less than 30 days because I had built up this existing network of people so that I could offer them services and like they could easily hand off clients that they didn't want to do or integrate our system into their agency so that we could do it. Like I literally launched September 1st and by the end of that month, I had over 10 clients already ready to like sign up and do this thing. And so it worked really well being able to have a network. So when we're talking about networking as a creator, it's really important for you to make sure that you are in rooms that make sense to grow your brand or your business. And we're talking about this, we have two sort of sides. This one, we want to be able to be in the rooms where our audience is so that we can connect more personably and build that relationship then and there. And then the other one is like with the brands that could support our businesses that also help obviously our audiences as well. And I want to give some examples of like how I network and like where it works, because the other power of networking is having other people talk about you in the room when you're not in that room with them. So for example, I am a part of a local networking group in the town I live in. So I live in Michigan. And so we have a BNI. So BNI stands for Business Networking International. How it works is that there's one professional per industry, and it's designed to give leads back and forth. And so this is going to be things like your lawyers, your insurance agents, your contractors, your construction people, photographers, videographers. Like my group has like 43 people in it. It's been around for years. It has existing structure and it's worked really well. I was actually able to sign up a customer in the BNI group before I even like locked in my membership. And so like that is like a good one. It was a good one for me. I've been in a bad BNI in the past where I got no business, no leads, no nothing. And so it just really is like about the group in the area for sure. But when I was on vacation, so it's like having people talk about you. So the point of the group is for other people to talk about your business and give you referrals. So one of my members of the group, who's also one of my customers, gave my information to one of the guys in his industry, and they signed up for service while I was on vacation. I went on vacation last 2 weeks of June. And in 2023, and what's funny is that these three stories I'm giving you is like, these are three people that signed up while I was on vacation. So he had given me information. He signed up through my website, which no one ever does. Like it is set up. Like my website is designed. People can go to my website and sign up and pay, but they always want to like ask me questions, have like a custom situation put together. And so it was really interesting to me that like he did that, but he was talking about me in a room that I wasn't in because they had a need.
Look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it.
Second example. So talking about VidSummit, I connect with my dear friend Shelly from Shelly Saves the Day. She's been a guest on the podcast a couple times, and we have done work together. We mastermind together. Like she's one of my favorite people. She crushes it, actually, like in the vertical video space. And she has an agency of her own that she built, like a service called Content Minis, where they convert your long form content into short form vertical videos for sharing on social media. And one of her clients needed social media marketing work and YouTube management work. And so she gave them my information and we set up a call to do work. I'm still working that lead a little bit, but like that was something that had happened. And I had met Shelly initially at VidSummit in that 2019 when I did my launch, and I actually did a whole bunch of like live recording while I was there. And then the third example is I am a military spouse. Like the foundation of what I've done with Women of Video, the foundation of what I've done with All-in-One Social Media, it exists is because I put military spouses to work as social media managers. And so that mission for the agency has put me in rooms and in environments where I'm around other military spouses and other military-based professionals. So there's this conference I go to called the Military Influencer Conference, and I speak there, I network there and connect with people. And one of the things that had happened is this woman I met, she's a super awesome woman. She became one of the leading board members for, it's called the Second Service Foundation. It's a nonprofit that works with a lot of things. They have a lot of sponsors and they do a lot of like really high end social media stuff. And they were sick of dealing with it and doing it because like it takes us away from all these other things. So they signed up for service with us because we had networked at that event. And because she was in this new situation, she's like, you were like one of my first calls because I wanted this off our plate. When you can network and build relationships, people talk about you in the room when you are not there. And it puts you into unique situations to do stuff. So again, we're talking about like the upcoming event, like with Vid Summit. I've been going to Vid Summit since 2019. I did not go in 2022. I was very disappointed at the lack of women speakers at that event. And I decided rather than invest my money in an event that kind of kept ignoring the feedback that people are giving them about women creators, I took that money and invested into my marriage. And I took my husband on a trip to Italy, which was our first vacation that we had been on since we had kids. It was like 9 years. And it was totally worth it. Like, I'm like, I'm here for this. Like, if I'm going to invest this money, I invested it in things that make me better. My marriage makes me better. And that was important to me. And so I did not go to that event, but I'm going to be going this year, obviously, because I think it's important to still go. They're doing a lot of conscious work to have more women speakers and have a more female presence. And they also want more women to attend the event because they know that they have a reputation of being very bro heavy. And it kind of makes sense since the leaders of the group are three male creators, including Jimmy Donaldson, aka Mr. Beast, and Sean Honduras and Daryl Eves. And so like those three guys are this is kind of attractive bro culture, and it's just because they are part of bro culture. So it just kind of makes sense. And so when I've gone to Vid Summit, I've gone with brands that I work with. So like VidIQ had, I had gone with VidIQ in 2021. And we did like channel reviews and talked with people and we helped people with the channels because you're talking about creators that would have like over a million subscribers, like, what can I do to make my channel better? What is the day to say? How can I do this? And so we'd sit down with them, analyze their channels, talk about what they can do better, give them ideas for monetization, channel tips. Obviously, check out VidIQ, which is a great tool to help you grow, all that kind of stuff. But by being there with the brand and it just really helped and helping creators is just really nice. But you also, I also got to network with people there, not just other creators. So I found a lot of other really great female creators while I was there to be on the podcast. There's a whole bunch. I'm not even going to try and list them off, but they've been on the podcast. But I also got to talk with like other brands and stuff. So, you know, the brands I work with, further building that relationship with like StreamYard, VidIQ. But then I also went to a session about merchandise that my friend Daniel Batal was talking at, and I got to meet the guy who was in charge of Spreadshop. And I built a relationship with him because we just got along really well. And we would chat. And we were, when we went to VidCon in 2022, we had dinner together. Like we were doing all of these intertwining things. And he ended up being a sponsor with Spreadshop for the Women in Video podcast for a while. And I'm on their board of creator directors now because of building a relationship and talking with them and not being like awkward and weird about, but really connecting with them like as individuals and people and like knowing who they are, what they care about. Like I know that DJ, the guy who used to work at Spreadshop as their marketing coordinator, creative coordinator, he is an artist and he has this brand he's building called Draw or Die. And I was actually one of his subscribers for a while. I talked to him about how I used to be an artist. Like we have just so many things in common. And by finding those commonalities and building that relationship, we've been able to do a lot of really great work together. So there are these just things that we can do as creators to network to help us be better. I also really like just going to these conferences and talking to creators about their journey and learning how they do things so that I can take those things back. Talking to brands about what they're doing and what they want from their creator relationships so that I can make those adjustments. When I went to VidCon in 2022, I got to talk to the Amazon Live team and like give them a whole list of my grievances and all of these things. And I was able to get an invite from them to the Creators Only Lounge. Like there's just all of these things that that came from being there a part of that. I went and talked to a ton of the brands at that conference for the Women of Video event as we were trying to like build out the in-person conference that we weren't able to execute just because of budgets and limitations with people. So there's just a lot of opportunities and things that you can do when you can meet people and spend time networking. So sorry to interrupt our episode. I know we're getting really into it, but are you looking for a powerful, easy to use tool that can help you take your video to the next level? If so, I've got just the tool for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one solution for all of your content creation needs. With Adobe Express, you can easily create stunning videos, design eye-catching thumbnails, clip and trim your videos with ease, and schedule your content for social media.
One of the standout features of Adobe Express is the range of thumbnail templates that are available. With dozens of customizable templates to choose from, you can create thumbnails that are both visually appealing, informative, and help your videos stand out on that crowded home feed of YouTube. And when it comes to video clipping, it makes it so much easier to repurpose your content from those long-form videos to all of the other vertical video platforms, and you can easily share them with the scheduling tool within Adobe Express. So if you're ready to take your content creation to the next level, head over to Adobe Express and start your free trial today. You can find the link to get signed up for today over in our show notes at womenofvideo.com. And remember, Adobe Express is the perfect tool for taking your content to the next episode. All right, back to the episode. Now, let's say you're like, Des, I am not able to go to in-person stuff. Like, that is not my jam. I want you to also encourage you to do some networking practices to help you as well. So I'm a big advocate for using LinkedIn to build professional relationships. I haven't been great with it over the past couple of months just because I've had a lot of life going on, and then of course vacation and things. But I try to spend time on LinkedIn connecting with people in my industry that I want to potentially do business with, or that like are my business adjacent. So for example, when I was doing a lot of work with Women of Video for the conference, I was connecting a lot with people who were in charge of brand partnerships for creator businesses, or that they worked with creators and women, and like, how can we talk and connect and work together and do a ton of meetings. I networked with people from like Spotter and Orca and Spotify and all of these brands. And then you just reach out to them through LinkedIn, because something about LinkedIn kind of really minimizes that middle person and that barrier to entry. You can literally just go search brand partners, marketing managers, businesses, so like people at Spotter. Like, you can find people really specifically in LinkedIn to connect with them. Now I'm trying to connect people more like in my local industry and in niches I'm trying to like break into. Like, I want to do more with real estate. I want to do more with like lawyers. I want to do more with like insurance, and really kind of find people in those industries so that I can connect and just build those professional relationships with, because I know that those are industries that don't tend to do online marketing well. And so I can build that relationship with them there and hopefully get that business. Also, things that support my community, like an in-person community, like in the town I live in, like joining the local chambers, joining the local Rotary clubs, like finding those people to build, again, those relationships with, so that we can do more and have more from a long-term thing. The biggest thing about networking is like, not only are we building relationships and for our businesses and our brands, that we're connecting with people and we're really truly taking the time to care about them in the moments that we are spending with them, being present and being there with them. And it's also kind of knowing that this is a long-term thing. Like, you're not going to talk to someone and like instantly you're going to be having that business. So some advice for you I have to help you like maybe like think through like how you can network better, network more, and spend some time not just creating but networking with people is this practice that I've tried to do for my business. And I've done it in a bit in waves, but it's trying to get back to it. And it's, I have 4 touch points I try to make once a day. Maybe you do them like once a week or whatever. So I try to connect with people very specifically. So you have to analyze like, what are the people you specifically want to find for yourself? So for me, it was, I want to find one woman to connect with to be on my podcast. I want to find someone to connect so I can be on their podcast. I want to find somebody that could potentially be a sponsor or a brand partner. And who is someone that I'm already connected with that I could reconnect with and like have, build a relationship with? So like, you're someone we're connected with on LinkedIn. I don't know you very well. Like, hey, I'd love to do like a little 30-minute like tea date with you, so I can just get to know you and what you have going on, tell you my business and brand, and then like we're connected and we know each other better. So being able to do that is really helpful. I have a spreadsheet that I would do, like where I talk about who I talked to, what I did to outreach out, what the result was like. Did we meet? What was the result that happened from this? How did that all work? And it ended up working really, really well for what I was doing. So I know for me, I'm in the process of developing out a pop-up podcast called Creators Making Money. And so I'm spending the time using that to reach out to find some brand partnerships or a title sponsor for that podcast. And then also reaching out to people who have the specific niches I want to find topic speakers about. Like, maybe we're going to talk specifically about sponsorships. I know exactly who I want to talk to, and I'll reach out to them and ask them to be on that pop-up podcast for that. So it's really working through those details and figuring all of that stuff out. So networking is important. You should be spending that as a part of what you're doing as a creator, because it's very easy to get wrapped up in creating content, obsessing about titles, creating thumbnails, finding the right content, making your background great, looking good, all of the things. But if you don't spend time networking and talking to people, you're missing out on opportunities, and money can be left on the table because you're not taking time to build relationships with people. Find things that you can go to. Just go to like local chamber, BNI, networking mixers, that kind of thing. Come to VidSummit, to our meetup that we're going to do in Dallas, and just network with other women creators. And we're going to probably have the support and sponsorship of StreamYard and Spreadshop to help make it better. So like really, like let's dig into those relationships and connect people in a way that you didn't know before. Because it's going to make you a better creator. It's going to make you learn more. It's going to make you have more opportunities to grow and for people to know you. And you want to do this because you are impossibly amazing. Until next week, peace.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.